You're going to be out there behind, in a car?
I don't know if he's going to be in a car because I'm relying on Charlie to run the whole thing.
You're going to run the thing. We don't want you hurt.
Charlie's the guy that's actually going to run the drag race. I mean, we're going to have a few volunteers out there assisting Charlie and his crew. But Stephen came on with a venue. We're going to give a few volunteers, and it's Charlie's responsibility to put a basically a grand slam together for us here.
Okay, now how do you get involved if you want to be a drag racer? Where are they coming from? Where are you going to get the people?
Well, you know, it's kind of word of mouth right now, but if you want to call our office at 356-1956, and we have registration forms, you can sign up for the drags.
I can't wait.
What kind of car? Any kind of car?
It's the same criteria.
72 or older.
Right. or older.
So you get $25. You get unlimited drags for a day. Okay,
if you're a participant, hot August night.
If you're a participant. If you're a non-participant, it's $45 per day.
That's still good.
It's still, you know, the drags in Fernley that are going on, and which is wonderful. They've done them for years out there, and we respect that. We're just trying to do it in town. They were a little bit more expensive than that, and we tried to bring it back in town and make it reasonable and get everybody involved.
Yeah, I think it is scary. It scares me. I love car races, though. Love them. I might have to get involved.
Do you have an old car?
I'm trying to think. I need to get an old car. Yeah. Who would like to sponsor me out there?
I want to see you do the burnout. I want to see you spin those tires and get that smoke going.
I do that every day. they
don't. Just trying to get to work, right?
Yeah, Mrs. Toad's wild ride. They get in the car. They go, Jay, you're crazy. I always have. I did Demolition Derby when I was a kid.
Awesome.
So I love it. So this is the 25th anniversary of this event.
You know, and I got something for you.
What?
We got a prom coming back.
Cut it out.
No, Circus on the 11th. Mandalay Ballroom, $15, prom attire, spike punch, cake.
Got to get my prom dress out.
Tiaras, the whole deal.
Tiaras. Oh.
Get your corsage. We got a prom coming back.
Wow. And that'll be for all those that didn't. I didn't go. Did you go to the prom,
I
JP?
I never went to a prom.
I didn't either.
What's up with you and me?
I don't know.
Who doesn't go to prom?
Okay,
people
so
who quit school, I
I'll
guess.
I'll get you two an invitation, and you guys are in. I'm getting you both an invitation.
See there? Prom queen, baby, coming up. Maybe prom granny queen, maybe by this time. So tell us some of the other events. I mean, we're all excited. We love Hot August Nights. Well, tell us some of the other things.
You know, of course, our entertainment's a big deal to
it's
us.
A big deal.
Okay. And
Neil Diamond this year?
How about Neil Sedaka?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Neil on Saturday night at the Grand Sierra Resort. How fun is that?
That is fun.
And I will tell you, there was a little glitch this year. We had the Cool in the Gang, but the Village People for Saturday night in Sparks. So I get a phone call, and Tony, they got to cancel. And I go, you're kidding me. The Village People are canceling. And they said, yeah, they're canceling. They can't come this year.
The Indian lost his feathers? What happened?
So, well, they got to.
There was no room at the YMCA.
There is no YMCA. You're funny sometimes.
the best part was is our entertainment guy called and said, Tony, we got to get somebody spectacular. We got to get somebody spectacular.
Yeah.
So he calls me with a few, and he goes, okay, what do you think of this one? I go, make the offer there. So within a half hour, he called me back, and in Sparks this year, Paul Revere and the Raiders are coming
back. Oh, my gosh.
So a little blast from the past here in Reno.
We love them.
Yeah.
As you know, because you've been around for a long time, we love them. They had their Kicks Club downtown. Yeah. And I've interviewed him so many times. He's like the nicest man ever. Probably got a cane by now. But he still knows how to swing it. Fantastic. That is awesome.
Yeah, so Paul Revere. So we got a great entertainment lined up this year. And of course, the sock hop and the prom. And really excited about the direction that this organization's going. And of course, you know, that we wouldn't be where we're at without our, you know, 450 strong volunteers and all of our chairmen that put in not only time during the event, but these people work year-round to make this a magnificent organization. And I can't say enough about them.
I know it. And you probably get everybody wanting to volunteer, don't you? I mean, you do. People want to be involved just to go to the thing.
Well, you know,
to be involved, to be around the cars. It's,
as you know, it's been an interesting challenge because of what happened previously. And I think we're in the right direction. And, you know, we always encourage everybody to come out and help, you know, from standing on Virginia Street, saying hi to the people during the cruise to, you know, pouring a drink in the hospitality tent or you know, picking up garbage. We love to have you. Wear the uniform. Be proud of Hot August Nights because it truly is Reno's event.
Tony, I think you're going to be a real asset to this organization.
Thank you.
We're very happy to have you with us.
Thank you. You know, it's been a fun road, and I will go back, you know, with Charlie being here. His venue is going to really be something special for this organization this year.
Full Throttle Performance Center. Was that you, Charlie?
That's me.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, they're really adding to it.
That and the prom and you know, just putting smiles back on the volunteers' face and the people's face in Reno, I think, is our job this year.
Owning it again. We're going, whoo!
It's ours.
So give us the dates, just in case people don't know.
Okay,
it starts.
Well, I'm gonna pitch our South Tahoe event too here.
Please do.
We start Saturday the 6th in South Lake Tahoe with check-in and some entertainment, and then go 7, 8, and 9 up there.
Okay.
And then we kick off Reno the 9th.
The 9th, yeah. Through that whole...
9th through the 14th.
Wow. Exciting.
Our big parade, our finale parade on Sunday.
Excellent. Wow.
I love hot August nights.
We all do. We love it. It's big every year.
I just sit there and wait for the tornadoes. I love the old tornadoes.
Yeah, and you see some of the cars the same, and they come back again. You go, oh, there's my car, because I have my favorites.
What's your favorite, Jay?
It's that old 49 Mercury, convertible. It's brown. You've seen it.
It's brown.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get you a ride.
Would you?
Yeah.
Tony, stop it. Where's my card? Get my card. I'm in this year.
I'm going to put her a microphone in. Let her talk
so
to
why
her.
Is that your favorite? Is that the first car you ever crawled in the back seat?
Oh, that's real funny.
No, I'm just asking.
49. Give
Did
me
you
a break
own one?
Here. No, I just like it. They're just cool.
I just bring
like
her a back
car.
Seat. She can hang out over here in the back seat.
But I've always wanted to do it in the back seat of one of them. Maybe that's the key.
I had a Rambler when I was younger with the fold-down seat.
I figured you were the Rambler type. Jeez, so many beautiful cars. I love the Camaros.
Oh,
I'm a Camaro freak. GTOs.
I got to talk about my Camaro.
Well, your Camaro.
Well, let me talk about our Camaro. The Hot August Nights, we have a foundation. And this foundation is very, very, very close to all of our hearts. And we work very hard on the foundation. And every year, B&T Custom Rod, Specialty Auto Auctions, who's putting on our auctions this year, donates a car to Hot August Nights. And we sell raffle tickets for $1. This year here, it's a 1967 Cherry Red Camaro.
Shut the hell up.
And you can buy...
Where do you get your tickets?
Your cruise nights.
Okay.
103.7 cruise nights. And
oh, you would bring that up.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. They're a sister station. It's
I know.
All
they're,
good.
They're right down the hall,
it's
aren't
all
they?
Good. Yeah, we're all here together.
Okay. That's why I knew it was okay to
you
say.
You knew it was okay. It was okay anyway.
You don't have to apologize.
No,
she said Paul Revere was on a cane.
He's going to hate me for that.
Oh, hey, we'll boost him up with something. Don't worry. We'll take good care of him.
Boost him up. Okay, so cruise nights.
So we do our cruise nights, but all of the venues like Farmer's Market and Reno Rodeo and Rib Cook-Off and most of the bigger venues in town, we take our foundation car out and sell tickets for $1. You can win this car for $1.
1967 Cherry Camaro. Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot of fun. It's a cool car. Yeah, Cherry Red.
And when are you going to be giving it away? When does someone win it? What's the date on that? So I've got to be there.
Mid-October. I'll get you the exact date.
I could win this.
But we give it away in mid-October, and it's a lot of fun. And we're
and the money goes to?
To our foundation, which is all
which
local
helps you
kids.
Everything, yeah.
And we give a lot of we do a lot of stuff for O'Brien Middle School and also our scholarship program through the Boys and Girls Club.
You're doing some good things, and we love it. Thank you so much, Tony. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, Charlie.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to be out for the drag races this year.
You got to come out and see us.
Yeah, well, we all will. We will all be out there. This is going to be a great year.
Yeah, Charlie just came from the lot, and he goes, Tony, it's hot out there. I go, that's what I want to hear.
That's it. It's a hot August night.
That's right.
That's the way we do it around here. Thank you very much, Tony. Thank you, Charlie.
We've
been looking forward to it. Okay, we'll be back. There's still more of Broadview coming up today. Not too much, but we're here. JP and Jay, and you're on 1270 The Buzz.
1270 The Buzz.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail, showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. That's 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. How about that? Wow, is he a dynamo?
Yeah. I love Hot August Nights.
Tony Marini, man. He is bringing it home, bringing it back to Reno. And wow, he is something else. He's young. He's innovative. He is a go-getter. This is great. Very great. And I do love the drag races. That's going to be fun. Smoke.
Would you really want to do that?
Oh, yes, I would.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. I love cars. I love to drive. I do love to drive fast. I'm a freak. I admit it. I love old cars. Love all the old Camaros, all of them. I remember the GTOs. I used to love the GTOs and the Impalas even. Loved all the old Chevys. How about you?
Torn
up. What was your first car?
I said,
the Rambler was your first car?
Actually, my first car was a 1950.
1950 Rambler.
Ford with a passenger door that fell 5 inches when you opened it, so it was like...
So you did like those old classic cars even then, huh?
No, I was just poor. Had nothing to do with liking classic
whatever
cars.
Whatever you could get your hands on.
$150 car.
My first car was an MG. Had a 1949
really?
TD.
Really? That's your first car?
That was my very first car. $900, and I think I had it 3 weeks, and it blew up.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
so
very
you got taken
depressed.
By somebody.
No, because I got him to take payments because I was only 17 years old, and I never paid the rest of it.
Oh, my God.
He came and hauled
right
it off.
With a bad credit
but for
rating.
3 weeks, I had a blast down at the beach, let me tell you.
But my